Thursdays in the feed, we're always talking about how to keep ourselves healthy and well with our friend Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her on Instagram at Janisa Marte RD.
And Kevin, I say this often, I eat like a toddler, like I really right. do. And it's time to refine my palate. So today we're talking vegetables with Janisa. Janisa, what do you have for us?
Oh yeah, one of my favorite things to talk about is vegetables. Now, did you guys grow up eating vegetables?
Yeah, my parents were good parents. They just made sure I ate it.
Yeah, I might have not liked it all the time, but yeah, I ate them as a kid, I think.
Yeah,
same here. I hated veggies growing up. You would not really find me eating any kind of vegetable, but it wasn't until adulthood that I learned to eat them. And if you guys had to choose between fruits or vegetables, which one would you say people eat more of?
I think I'm going to say vegetables.
I would guess fruits because they're sweeter, maybe.
Mm.
Yeah, fruits are way easier to have. And can you guys describe the flavor of fruits?
Juicy.
Juicy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oranges are juicy. What else? What about bananas?
Bananas are...
soft?
Chewy. Yeah, soft, chewy.
Yeah, soft. Apples are...
oh, yeah. Crispy. Yeah, crispy. Crunchy.
Yeah, so fruits can be sweet, juicy, soft, crispy, refreshing. And, you know, sweetness is desirable. Most people tend to enjoy sweet foods, making fruit easy to eat. Now, veggies tend to be people's least favorite food group. Can you guys try to describe the flavor of veggies?
Sometimes it could be bitter.
Dry.
Yes, bitter, dry,
if you
bland.
Cook it a little, yeah, bland.
Like, yeah, you got to season it up.
And if you cook it a little long, sometimes it can get mushy, and I feel like that's undesirable. I wouldn't want a mushy veggie.
Definitely. You can have them, you know, crunchy. Think about raw carrots, but if you overcook the carrots, super mushy, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with spinach. You know, raw spinach has a crunch. Cooked spinach is very mushy.
Right, and I do prefer the crunchy, like raw spinach, over the mushy stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because it's different. So I get it. Veggies can have bitter flavors, plus a different texture than what we're used to, making them very difficult to eat for many of us. So we hear all the time, eat your veggies. But why? Can you guess one reason why we should eat them?
To keep us healthy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're nutrient dense. This means that they are full of vitamins and minerals that our bodies need. And did you know that veggies can help you lose or maintain weight?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah.
Not only are they nutritious, but they tend to be lower in calories, too. So being that veggies tend to have a crunch to them, can you guess what nutrient they contain that helps us to keep full for longer? And it starts with an F.
Fructose. I can't guess.
I don't think that's it.
Can you guess, Kevin?
I'm going to guess F. Fiber?
Oh. Yeah, you got it.
That's and I know what fiber is because we talked about it with Janisa. Oh, man.
And we know most Americans are not getting adequate amount of fiber. So, you know, this means that we're not pooping as well as we should.
This makes sense, yeah.
Right.
So getting in more veggies will help to move those bowels because what goes in must come out.
Thursdays, we're talking about all the ways that we can keep ourselves healthy and well with our friend Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her on Instagram at Janisa Marte RD.
And today, Janisa's helping us get those veggies in. So what else do you have for us?
So we're talking all things veggies. And do either of you know anyone that does not eat veggies at all?
I do. I know someone who, like, if they could live off of nuggets and french fries, they would. Not me. Not me, I promise.
Are you describing the two little humans in my house?
Oh,
no, they're pretty good at eating veggies. But yeah, it's not always the first thing they go for.
But yeah, we all know that person. There's always one or more than one. It's pretty common. And do you guys think it's possible to learn to eat vegetables?
Yes, I do think it's possible.
Yeah,
you know, it takes time, lots of practice, and an open mind. So we've mentioned previously that you want to find your gateway vegetable. This is your favorite, or maybe it's a vegetable that you can tolerate. So my gateway vegetable is the onion. I go through pounds of onions and I add them to everything. Remind me of your gateway vegetables.
I think mine is broccoli or Brussels sprouts.
I like Brussels sprouts. I like asparagus. I like carrots.
Oh, yeah. You have more than one. That's excellent. So when you guys cook, I'm sure you season your food, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Why not season your veggies?
That makes sense. Like I used to say, like, a salt and pepper at least, right?
Yeah.
And then you can go crazy. Add some garlic,
make
maybe.
Make them taste better, yeah. Mm.
Exactly. Think about it. Boiled broccoli tastes very different from roasted broccoli, seasoned with salt, pepper, garlic. If you like cheese, add cheese to it. How does that sound?
I could add cheese to everything.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah. So let's focus on making veggies taste good. And can you think about the difference between boiled Brussels sprouts or pan-fried Brussels sprouts with honey and mustard sauce?
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, I think the texture would help a lot, but then you add the flavor of like the honey and the rest of the sauce, and that makes it a little more appetizing for me.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you want to try to prepare them differently. If you like them boiled, great. So what about raw carrots versus cooked carrots? Is it the same flavor?
I don't know. I don't know about the flavor. I like the crunch, though. I like crunching into the baby carrots.
How about you, Jenna?
I do like the crunch and the texture of the raw carrots. I try not to overcook when I am cooking my carrots. I like them a little, what's that, al dente?
Al dente, that's a good one.
Al dente carrots.
So you want to be open to try them both, because you may be surprised to learn that maybe you hate the cooked carrots, but you love them raw.
Right.
Or maybe it's the other way around. Don't feel pressured to pile your plate with a giant salad if you don't like salad. Be comfortable just starting with a bite. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds doable. I just need to remind myself it can't just be a bite of like the candied walnuts and then like the croutons. I need to actually get the vegetable on that bite, right?
Yeah, easing your way into it, maybe.
Exactly. So make sure there's some lettuce in there. And if you're eating with others, ask to get a bite of the vegetable. This is to help you begin to adapt to the flavors and textures of vegetables. So let's start trying veggies, and soon you'll be a veggie lover in no time. So as always, we're not looking for perfection. Just do what you can do today, because tomorrow is another day.
All right, Janisa, so get ready. If you and I go out for dinner, I'm going to ask for a bite of your vegetables.
I'm ready to share.
I love it. Thank you so much, Janisa.
Thanks so much, guys.